I'm Jeff Custer with this Worldwide News Update. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to an international audience Thursday for the first time after returning to the White House with a speech via video conference to the World Economic Forum's annual event in Davos. In his remarks, Trump urged business leaders to come make your products in America and we'll give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth.
But if you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply you will have to pay a tariff, differing amounts, but a tariff which will direct hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions of dollars into our treasury.
U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the political spectrum have expressed concern about the reliability of tariffs to bring in revenue, along with the potential dangers of sparking international trade wars. Even some Republicans have said tariffs would face strong opposition in the U.S. Congress. Israel's ambassador to the United States says the two countries are in talks about the Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon as a deadline in the ceasefire with the Hezbollah militant group approaches. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Israeli media have reported that Israel is seeking to postpone the completion of its pullout. Michael Herzog said in an interview with Israeli Army Radio on Thursday that he believed Israel would reach an understanding with the Trump administration without elaborating. Under the U.S.-brokered ceasefire that ended more than a year of fighting between the Israeli military and Hezbollah militant group, Israeli forces are supposed to complete their withdrawal from southern Lebanon by Sunday. Israeli media have reported that Israel reached an understanding with the Biden administration on staying longer, but that President Donald Trump is urging it to withdraw on time. I'm Karen Shamas.
Under the ceasefire, the Lebanese army is to patrol a buffer zone in southern Lebanon alongside United Nations peacekeepers. Hezbollah has threatened to resume its rocket and drone fire if Israel does not withdraw on time. This is VOA News. Ukraine Foreign Minister Andrei Sybiha Thursday praised U.S. President Donald Trump for threatening to impose tariffs and sanctions on Russia if it refuses to make a deal to end the war in Ukraine. And the foreign minister said the comment sent a strong signal. In a post to his Truth Social site on Wednesday, Trump